Coalition of the Willing Ukraine Allies Meet in Paris for Talks. By Breitbart London on January 6, 2026. Paris, AP. Ukraine's allies are meeting Tuesday in Paris for key talks that could help determine the country's security after a potential ceasefire with Russia. But prospects for progress are uncertain, with the Trump administration's focus shifting to Venezuela while suggestions of a Greenland takeover are causing tension with Europe. Before the U.S. capture of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, French President Emmanuel Macron had expressed optimism about the latest gathering of so-called Coalition of the Willing Nations. For months, they have been exploring how to deter any future Russian aggression should it agree to stop fighting Ukraine. In a December 31 address, Macron said that allies would make concrete commitments at the summit to protect Ukraine and ensure a just and lasting peace. Macron's office said Tuesday's meeting will gather an unprecedented number of officials attending in person, with 35 participants including 27 heads of state and government. The U.S. will be represented by President Donald Trump's envoys, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. Macron's office said the U.S. delegation was initially set to be led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who changed his plans for reasons related to the military intervention in Venezuela. Witkoff and Kushner traveled to the French capital after Trump on Sunday renewed his call for the U.S. to take control of Greenland, a strategic, mineral-rich Arctic island. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen and her Greenlandic counterpart, Jens Frederik Nielsen, rebuked Trump for his comments and warned of catastrophic consequences of any U.S. effort to take over the island, saying it would amount to the end of the NATO military alliance. Numerous European leaders sided with him. But the continent also needs U.S. military might to back up any Ukrainian security guarantees and ward off Russia's territorial ambitions. That could require a delicate diplomatic balancing act in Paris. Participants seek concrete outcomes on five key priorities once fighting ends: ways to monitor a ceasefire, support for Ukraine's armed forces, deployment of a multinational force on land, at sea and in the air, commitments in case there's another Russian aggression, and long-term defense cooperation with Ukraine. But whether that's still achievable Tuesday isn't so clear now, as Trump deals with the aftermath of his decision to effect leadership change in Venezuela. Ukraine seeks firm guarantees from Washington of military and other support seen as crucial to securing similar commitments from other allies. Kyiv has been wary of any ceasefire that it fears could provide time for Russia to regroup and attack again. Before the U.S. military operation targeting Maduro, Witkoff had indicated progress in talks about protecting and reassuring Ukraine. In a December 31 post, Witkoff tweeted that productive discussions with him, Rubio, and Kushner on the U.S. side and, on the other, national security advisors of Britain, France, Germany and Ukraine had focused on strengthening security guarantees and developing effective deconfliction mechanisms to help end the war and ensure it does not restart. France, which with the United Kingdom has coordinated the months-long, multi-nation effort to shore up a ceasefire, has only given broad-brush details about the plan's scope. It says Ukraine's first line of defense against a Russian resumption of war would be the Ukrainian military and that the coalition intends to strengthen it with training, weaponry and other support. Macron has also spoken of European forces potentially being deployed away from Ukraine's front lines to help deter future Russian aggression. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said during the weekend that potential European troop deployments still face hurdles. Important details remain unfinalized, and not everyone is ready to commit forces. He noted that many countries would need approval from Parliament even if leaders agreed to military support for Ukraine. But he recognized that support could come in forms other than troops, such as through weapons, technologies and intelligence. Zelensky said that post-ceasefire deployments in Ukraine by Britain and France, Western Europe's only nuclear-armed nations, would be essential because some other coalition members cannot provide military assistance in the form of troops, but they do provide support through sanctions, financial assistance, humanitarian aid and so on. Speaking frankly as president, even the very existence of the coalition depends on whether certain countries are ready to step up their presence, Zelensky said. If they are not ready at all, then it is not really a coalition of the willing.